Praise God.
Alleluia.
The subject today is pray differently. And the Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Arise, wake up. The time we are in is an end times indeed. Many claim to be Christians, but they are not bringing the fruit that Jesus Christ is talking about. Their life is self-deception. They think they will be in the rapture, but Jesus will say, I don't know you. It's not enough to believe. Demons believe, but they were certainly not obedient to God. Therefore, don't be foolish by thinking your faith will save you. James said, that faith without works is dead. Therefore, if you are a Christian, you have to go the whole way. We are in the last time. Very soon, the King of Kings will come. Will return. And the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? If you claim to be a Christian, you are different from the world. People cheer and are happy when their favorite football team is winning. They cheer. But how many are cheering when someone accepts the Lord Jesus Christ? You may cheer the footballers, but they go to hell if they are not saved. So Paul continued to write, we receive the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The spirit of the world sees only things that last for some time, but the Spirit of God is eternal. Life is more than eating and drinking. It's about the changing eternal values. Life-changing eternal values. You learn about the spiritual life by reading and studying the Word of God, the Bible. You may think you are right, to read the Bible is important, but I have no time. Our time is very fast. Day by day is flying, hour by hour is flying, before you realize the years have passed. You get older and older and still you have no time. And before you get that time, you're dead. So we have to stand before God, and then what will you tell him? Will you tell him, I have no time? God made time, and we have to use it wisely. We are to set priorities and keep the plan. Every evening, make a plan for your day, for the coming day. Start in the morning, set the hours to get up, eat breakfast, pray, reading the Bible,
Make a to-do list of what you have to do on that day. Make two to-do lists, one which has to be done tomorrow and one which has to be done later. Do the same with your finances. Write down how much you spend for rent, for insurance, telephone, and so on. And then make a list of what you do with the rest. Don't just live into the day and spend money just as it goes. How much do you give to God? Do you keep the Bible commands to give your tithes? How much offerings are you giving? Remember, we have a different spirit from the world. Our home is not here. And you cannot take anything with you when you go home to heaven. How much time do you spend in sharing the gospel with other people? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. These things also we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We compare spiritual things with spiritual. Our life here on earth becomes unimportant compared to eternity. Not what happens around you is important, nor your work. Nothing is important here. Always keep in mind that you are spiritual. Keep in mind that you are of a different species. Since you were born again, you're different. Your Father is in heaven, your Savior is in heaven, and you are seated with Him. Your spirit is designed to receive and communicate with God the Father. Notice again Paul's statement. For he who speaks in the tongue does not speak to man, but to God. In spirit, he speaks mysteries. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you are speaking mysteries which you do not understand. But your spirit is communicating directly with God, uttering secret truths, praying God's word in a manner which you have not understood with your carnal mind. You are in a perfect agreement with God and His will concerning the matter that you are praying about. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I pray with the spirit, I pray with understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, I will sing with the understanding also, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians. In other words, Paul was saying, I will do it both ways. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural communication with our Father God. We are capable to speak out of our spirit by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Mysteries, secret truths, and things that are obvious, not obvious to the understanding. When we are praying in tongues, we are praying the way God prays, and Satan cannot prevail against it. This is a sort of the Spirit and praying the Word of God supernaturally. As Paul said, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. You don't have to know what you are praying about in the spirit. For you trust the intercessor, and you know you are praying the perfect will of God concerning that matter. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more sensitive you become to the directions of the Holy Spirit. We should never lose a battle in the realm of the Spirit. The human spirit is much more sensitive to God-given revelation than the carnal mind. This is the way God gives revelation, by His Spirit into your spirit. But if you're locked into that carnal realm, you will never get this kind of revelation. Our physical eyes have not seen, our physical ears have not heard, and it hasn't entered into our hearts through the physical senses. Yet the revelation is transferred by God's Spirit into your spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't need to search the things of God, for He already knows the deep things of God. It is a human spirit that searches for the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Your human spirit knows all about you, much more than you know in your mind. Since your spirit knows all about you, and God's spirit knows all about God, when you get these two in communication with each other, you have tapped into the source of all knowledge. This doesn't mean you have all knowledge, but you have tapped the source of all knowledge. You are capable of drawing from the Spirit of God the truth about any situation you face in life. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." God, by His Holy Spirit, reveals it to your spirit. God's Spirit, through your spirit, reveals truth and understanding, which you could not receive through your physical senses. If you learn to draw from that anointing, you will reveal what you need to know about any situation or circumstances you may face in life. When Adam disobeyed God, that communion link of their spirits was disconnected. We have to be careful then not to lose that connection to God and to His people. The person with a worldly spirit is more in tune with carnality than with the Spirit of God. The person who has the Spirit of God is concerned about the things of the Spirit. You cannot have the Spirit of God and live as the world lives. Jesus said you cannot serve God and money. Either you love the one and hate the other, or you love the other, I hate this one. So here again, we come into the point of either or. Either or. There's no middle way. Here, either you live for God and do what He says, or if you don't want that, you are free to live the worldly life and face the consequences. But the more you pray in the Spirit, in tongues, the more sensitive you will become to the Spirit of God and what He is saying. The more you quote the devil, the more sensitive you will become to what he is saying through your carnal mind. Praying in tongues is a result of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit because we believe and act the word of promise. Remember, you have the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world. All the more since we are approaching the rapture, we have to be alert and prepared. Without knowing, the world is preparing for the time after the rapture. Laws are implemented these days, are laws that the devil will use in his kingdom. Don't be misled and deceived by what looks good but is not, but is of the devil. Daniel chapter 11 verse 36 says, "Then the king," from the Amplified Version, "then the king, the Antichrist, will do exactly as he pleases. He will exalt himself and magnify himself above every good and every god, and will speak astounding and disgusting things against the God of gods. And he will prosper until the indignation is finished, for that which is determined by God's will be done." This will become a reality as soon as the church is raptured and the devil is getting ready. Things are being prepared, because when the church is raptured and the Antichrist will be revealed, things must be all ready. They cannot start doing things. That is why I don't want to be here after. No way. I'm not going to be left behind. Jesus said, strive in Luke 13:24, strive to enter through the narrow door. Force aside unbelief. Force it aside, and the attraction of sin. For many, I tell you, will try to enter by their own works, and they will not be able. You have a different spirit from the world. Therefore, keep in step with the Spirit. As it says in Galatians 5:25, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us do what the Lord tells us to do. Do what the Lord tells you to do, and live with the Spirit that God has given into you, and live for God. Christ shall be everything for you. Amen. Amen.